From Newport Beach, California, the Kevin Conneal Foreclosure Hour.
There is freedom within, there is freedom without.
Yes, Kevin Conneal, one of the top real estate salesmen in the world today. The Kevin Conneal way. Swoop in and take advantage of the real estate deals available to you through foreclosures. Foreclosure, foreclosure, foreclosure. Swoop in the Kevin way.
Hey, hello everyone. My name is Sean Goldboy, and I am going to be the host of the program here today on this, the Kevin Conneal Real Estate On The Line Hour. And we're going to talk to you about real estate deals, swooping in and doing it the Kevin way. I've been a salesman with the Kevin Conneal Company now for 2 years, and I can tell you that once the commissions are separated out and the checks are eventually deposited into my accounts, I am going to be a very, very wealthy man. I'm only 31 years of age, and when I started with Kevin Conneal 2 years ago, I came from a family, and we learned this, the Kevin Conneal way. We swoop in and do it the Kevin way. I came from a family of deadbeat, welshing, no pan, no count people who did not fulfill their obligation and their agreement with society in general. And what is that? Pay your bills, pay your way, and don't be a deadbeat pitched into the middle of the street to embarrass your family and lose your home. But if that's what you want to do, if that's the way you feel like you want to go through life, if that seems to be your plan, guess what? The Kevin Conneal way is there to take advantage of you and to take the house that you have been thrown out of and to maximize the potentiality. And for those of us that work for a living and that pay our bills and pay our way in life, these are great opportunities. In a moment, I'm going to be bringing on the man who taught me really everything I know, not only about real estate, but about life. Because the Kevin Conneal way and the Kevin Conneal swooping in and doing it the Kevin way is the way of life for a lot of the young salespeople who are on the team here at the Kevin Conneal Real Estate and the foreclosure subsect of the Kevin Conneal Real Estate Company. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. As a matter of fact, I come from a family, and I say this not with pride, but I say with honesty, and I'm not shy about it. I come from a family of deadbeats. I come from a family of no paying, deadbeat, laying around, late on their lousy credit rating. Man, I'll tell you, my credit rating is above 700. I have the highest credit rating probably in the history of my family. No kidding. I can go out right now and get as many American Express Platinum cards as I want. There's not a member of my family that can qualify for a credit card, not even a cash a deposit credit card, because they're not paying their way, because they're welshing, deadbeat, late payment, drawing light, you know, bouncing check, just people, you know. And so what I want to say to you is, like 6 months ago, my mother, my own mother, who I love very much, but my own mother was stiff in the bank. And I mean, my mother walking around one big stiff when it comes to paying a bill. She stiffed the bank, my uncle stiffed the bank, and my cousin stiffed the bank. I had three people in my family that stiffed the various banks that had backed their play and carried the paper on their houses, and they stiffed them and stuck it to them right up the giggy with the war brush. And as a result of that, they were foreclosed upon. Well, guess what happened? I swooped in on the wings of the Kevin plan, and I maximized the potentiality, flipped the house, made the maximum amount of dollars on that, and I've done that about 5-6 times. Once the commissions have been broken out for the Kevin Conneal way, and the monies are deposited into my accounts, you're going to see one very fat, happy, and sassy Sean Goldboy. And it is at that time, and only at that time, are the drinks on me. Huh? Hey. That's how good I feel about that. All right, I want to get in here right now, and he's sitting down in his chair. The man who's changed my life, has changed the life of so many of you out there, I know. You know, those of you who have done it the Kevin way, those of you who have maximized the potentiality and done it the Kevin way, Mr. Kevin Coneal.
Hey.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, Sean Goldboy, you are, you know what's something? You are a poster boy for the way it's done. You are a guy, I want to put you on a billboard. You're the guy that I would put up there as the poster boy of the way it's done. Really? You're serious about that? I am absolutely serious about that. Let me tell you something about Sean Goldboy. Sean came to us about 2 years ago. This kid came from a family of deadbeats, real stiffs, waste of space. His mother was a waste of space. His uncle was a waste of space. And all these people out there were the kind of people who wasted space and weren't, you know, wasted days and wasted night. Remember that song by Freddie Fender? Wasted days and wasted night. Yeah, I do remember. That's like a country song. Yes, it was a country song by Freddie Fender, wasted days and wasted night. Well, wasted space and wasted nights, wasted space and wasted days. His mother was stiffing, and she was really blowing that bank up, man. She was taking the bank for all they were worth, and then some. She was letting them have it on the interest, everything. And finally, I said to Kevin, why don't you buy that house outright from your mother? He says, well, they're foreclosing, they're going to throw my mother out in the street. And what did you say to me? Or what did I say to you, Kevin? I mean, what did I say to you, Sean? And you said to me, Kevin, after I said what I said to you.
Well, I said I can't do that to my mother. You said, yes, you can. All it takes is the guts and the willpower to take your mother and throw her into the middle of the street and go in and make your dreams come true by taking up the space that your mother had been...
Yeah, because your mother was taking up space, and she was a waste of space, taking up that space and the space that you had to be the space. And you were the inner space, the outer space, the real estate. And let me tell you something. Real estate is about space. It's about, what is it? It's called location, 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 right?
That's what you taught me, Kevin, yeah.
Right. And so what you do then is you take that space and you maximize the potential out of that space. You put a house on it, put some people in it, put a family in it, put some furniture in it, and you've got yourself a house. And that's what he did with the Kevin Coneal way. You got to swoop in and do it the Kevin way.
Well, that's what I was telling people about, swooping in and doing it the Kevin way.
Right. Now, you've got an uncle and you got a cousin did the same thing. And I know that we swooped into the Kevin way and picked up those houses too. The real estate deals that are available to you out there, the foreclosures, are amazing. And these people, if you can actually feature this, ladies and gentlemen, these people are not paying their way in life. They're out there deadbeating. They're out there. They think everything is a free meal. They think everything is a free lunch. They think they're just, nobody is punching their ticket. They're just going through life, gliding along, not doing a thing, not paying their way, getting by on their good looks. And I don't think I'm talking out of school. I said a lot of these people are not very good looking. I got to look at your uncle.
My uncle Terry is ugly.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And your mother isn't all that great either.
No, my mom's not that great either.
All right, so what we said to this young man, Sean Goldboy, I said, now look, Sean, take your mother, take your cousin, take your uncle, throw them in the street, on their head, right in the middle of the street, hit the kids out there too, everybody got it, and go on and make your dreams come true. The Kevin Coneal way. And that is what we're talking about here. Because you don't want to be something that, we always say this.
All right, now I want to prepare everybody for this. Because the worst thing that you can be in the Kevin Coneal system, the worst thing you can be in what we call the Kevin Coneal way when you swoop in, is to be stupid. So I want to prepare you, because when Kevin says the word, it's the worst word that there is in the English language.
You got to believe that. You got to take that to bed at night. You got to sleep with that. If you have to have sex with it, have sex with it. You got to take this concept to bed at night, have sex with it, if you must. But you've got to get to know it, and you've got to become familiar with the Kevin Coneal way. Because the Kevin Coneal way, when you swoop in and take advantage and do it the Kevin way, there's one thing that you don't want it to be. You don't want to be the person who got their home foreclosed upon, just like the mother, just like the cousin, just like the uncle here of our good friend Sean Goldboy. You don't want to be somebody that's stupid.
All right, so just... All right, you going to set him down?
Yeah, I'll set him down.
Okay, so that's Kevin. See, that's Kevin. That's Kevin Coneal. Kevin Coneal. He's going to go sit down. How you doing, Kev? Kevin really puts his life and his all into this. He puts his life and his all into this. I want to tell you, a lot of people have been calling up, and they've been asking the following question. They said to me, hey, what happened... To Audrey? Audrey Bailey, that's right. A lot of people want to know what happened to Audrey Bailey. Audrey is resting comfortably. Audrey right now is on sabbatical, and Audrey is on a sabbatical, and we're going to talk to Kevin here in a moment about that. Audrey's on a sabbatical right now, and it is a self-imposed sabbatical. And one of the things when you swoop in and do it the Kevin way is when you go on a sabbatical is, in the words of Kevin, you keep your big mouth shut.
And Kevin, I know you can fill us in more on that.
Well, that's exactly right. Let me tell you something, Sean Goldboy. Everybody listening wants to do it the Kevin Coneal way. Foreclosure, 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 and going to the Real Estate Hour. And remember that when you are on sabbatical and you're taking a break from that very, very heavy-hitting kind of sales that you're doing, very, very heavy-hitting kind of flipping that you're doing, very heavy-hitting kind of purchasing of real estate that you're doing, you take a sabbatical, you keep your big mouth shut, and you don't go running your big fat guts out of your mouth and out of your ears to people that don't have any business knowing your business. So I told Audrey, if you want to take a time off, that's fine. Audrey is my woman. She's a beautiful woman. She misstepped a couple of times here in the last few months. She cost us some money. So I told her, why don't you go ahead and take a sabbatical? She said, that sounds good. I said, but don't let me catch you running your guts. I said, you got to keep your mouth shut before your guts spill out. And that's exactly what she's going to do because I don't want her to be a stupid cunt. Okay, that's...
Sit down. Come on. Come on, Kevin. It's okay.
So Kevin Coneal is going to sit down. So there is, I mean, this is a guy that knows what he's doing. Kevin Coneal. Kevin Coneal has taught me everything I need to know about real estate and then some. And we'd like to join you and ourselves as well, as we'd like to celebrate this wonderful man and the music. I mean, I should say the, not the music, join this wonderful man and the things that he knows. What I was going to say is if you were to put Kevin Coneal's music, Kevin Coneal's life into music, this is what it would sound like right here. This is Kevin Coneal made manifest as music. This, then, is Kevin Coneal, not Crowded House. This is amazing.
There is freedom within.
Would you like to hear Kevin Coneal in your town? You can have Kevin Coneal giving a lecture in your town on real estate and the great values available to you in the foreclosure market. Foreclosure, 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 and his second series of lectures. Keep your mouth shut before your guts run right out of your face.
Hi, everybody, this is Kevin Coneal. Remember, when you are on sabbatical, keep your big fat mouth shut. Keep your trap shut and don't let your guts run out. Because remember, every time you open your big fat mouth, everybody's listening to you. One thing about people, man, they talk too much. You talk too much. Your mother talks too much. Your father talks too much. I'll bet you anything in your life, you talk too much. When you talk too much, you let everybody know what they're thinking. And when you let everyone know what you're thinking, everyone knows what you're thinking. You talk too much.
Now I'm towing my car.
Kevin Coneal's Keep Your Big Mouth Shut Before Your Guts Run Out of Your Face lecture is coming to St. Petersburg, Florida on February 16th. Mark your calendars now.
I mean, that's a great one. That's a great, great lecture. I attended that the first time that I really experienced the Kevin Coneal way. The first time I really got familiar with the Kevin Coneal philosophy was keep your big fat mouth shut before your guts run out all over your shoes.
Hi, my name is Kevin Coneal, and if I was to be turned into a song, this is me right here.
I'm Margaret Gray, and I did it the Kevin Coneal way. I swooped in, and I did it Kevin's way. And now I am a real estate maven along with my husband, Frank. We don't need the money. In fact, I've probably blown as many deals as I've made. But it's so much fun, especially...
the Kevin Coneal way.
All right, everyone, this is Sean Goldboy here for Kevin Coneal and the Kevin Coneal Way. In the first segment of the program, you heard me mention that my mother stiffed the bank. She deadbeated out on the loan on her house, as well as my brother, excuse me, as well as my Uncle Terry, as well as my cousin. I got my Uncle Terry on the phone who wants to talk a little bit about this. My Uncle Terry is in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hey, Terry, you know that Kevin Coneal is going to be having... a lecture there.
I don't care about Kevin Coneal having a lecture there or anything about Kevin Coneal. All that man has done is made your family look bad to tell you that nothing but a waste of space, to call me a waste of space, and he called your mother a waste of space, and he came on the radio and he said that your mother and your uncle and your cousin, Jimmy, the three of us, I waste a space, and we're taking up space because we can use every swinging dick. I heard what he said.
No, he didn't. He didn't use that language, Uncle Terry.
Well, he may not have said the word, but that's what he meant to say.
I understand, but he didn't use those words.
Well, what is the point if he said, you know, these people are a waste of space because we need every swinging blank blank? Because that's what he said. That's what he said, and he wants people to understand what he said.
But you at least have to say, Uncle Terry, that he didn't use the word.
Well, what are you, brainwashed all of a sudden? The thing that really disturbs me is more than anything else about you, Sean, is that you're a sensible boy, you're a good boy, you're a boy, you love your mother, and yet you come on the radio and you say, I threw my mother out on the street, right out in the street, and I flipped her house, and I maximized potentiality, and a whole lot of other horse dung that no one knows what you're talking about. No one knows what you're talking about.
Well, do you want to talk to Kevin Conneal?
Yeah, well, are you kidding? I'd love to talk to Kevin Conneal. Put him on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Uncle Terry? This is Kevin Conneal. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing a lot better than you, my friend. You go in there and you lie. You lie.
No, I'm not lying, Terry. All I'm saying to the people is what they already know and what the bank already knows. You stiffed it. All you're doing is taking up space, a waste of space. We need every swing and you know what.
Yeah, why don't you say the word and have the guts to say the word? We need every swing and you know what. I think that you are a man who, and you've got this young man here speaking ill of his own family.
Well, you know what you want to do, Uncle Terry, is you want to pay your bills. If you can't pay your bill, if you can't pay the mortgage, you can't pay the freight, you can't pay the tab. If you can't do that, you got somebody else picking up the tab.
Yeah, what's with all the long pauses, okay?
Hold on. You've got somebody else picking up the tab.
Oh.
That means you're a deadbeat. That means you're welshing. That means you are going through life on the backs of others. And I don't think you're the Kevin Conneal way. When you swoop in.
What do you mean swooping in?
When you swoop in and do it the Kevin way. And you didn't do it the Kevin way. That's why your nephew here, Sean, is taking advantage of those deals. And I would suggest to you, Uncle Terry, that you pay your freight, you pay your bills, you start paying the tab, and you start doing the do like all the rest of us are doing in this world, paying our way in life and not being a waste of space because we can use every swing and you know what.
Yeah, why don't you say the word dick? Every swing and dick, okay?
All right, well, I'm sorry, Kevin. I didn't mean that.
No, that's all right, Sean. That's okay. He's the guy who used the word. You're not using the word.
All right, well, that's my Uncle Terry. And I love you, Terry. I had to hang up on you because you're using that kind of language. When we say here on the Kevin Conneal Real Estate Hour and we talk about foreclosure, we mean we want to swoop in and take and do it Kevin's way. We want to go in on the Kevin platform. You know, you're talking awful lot about it. We talk an awful lot about platforms, right? Well, we're going in on the Kevin platform. We swoop in and we stand there. What's wrong?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Just take care of Kevin, okay? He needs water. He needs.
I'm gonna say something, okay?
You haven't hydrated.
No, you haven't. No, I'm gonna say something. All right. Listen, a lot of people are asking, and Sean. Listen, I'm gonna. You are absolutely right. We have to answer this question. What does it mean to swoop in? Okay. I'll tell you what it means to swoop in. It means to swoop in on the banks. On the platform, as Sean was just saying, swooping onto the platform of taking over that real estate, of flipping that real estate, of maximizing potentiality on the foreclosures that are available to you because some motherfucker was stupid! All right, lay him down. Lay him down on the cot.
Okay, is he all right?
Yeah, he's all right. But my question remains, you know, when you say it, swooping in.
Just take care of Kevin, please.
All right, hydrate him.
Yeah. Is that where you're supposed to put the water? Is that where you're supposed to put... Well, I'll talk to you later about it. All right, so you can hear that my boss and my teacher and my mentor, I mean, Kevin Conneal is everything to me, Sean Goldboy, and much, much more. You know, it was Kevin Conneal who told me that Jim Jones was a sick and sadistic and rotten human being. There couldn't have been a more rotten human being than Jim Jones, who was the leader of Jonestown, who was the guy that got all those people to commit suicide, except for one area. He said Jim Jones had a sort of a good idea, but he didn't formulate it the right way, and that was that in order for you to make it in life, in order for you to move forward in life, and in order for you to feel better about yourself and to maximize the potentiality, which is what you want to do when you swoop in, you need to break free of the bonds of your own orientation. So if you're someone who feels that you must have the company of women, open up to being married to a man. If you're someone who feels you must have the company of men, open up to being married to a woman. Kevin allowed me... What's wrong?
Be quiet. Hold on, I gotta say something. I really don't want you to talk about that too much. This is Kevin Conneal, ladies and gentlemen. This is real estate on the line. This is potentiality maximized. This is foreclosure. Please don't start talking about how, you know, I was talking about sodomy, you know, this has got nothing to do with what we're talking about here. This is nothing that is pertinent to what we're talking about here. This is our Real Estate on the Line. This is our radio show. This is our podcast. I don't want to be talking about how I told you that you needed to open up to the possibilities of being sodomized by a man, of having a penis in your ass. Okay, that's what I was talking to you about, wasn't I? I was talking about having a penis in your ass. I don't want to talk about having a penis in your ass. Because we don't have to be talking about that right now. That is not what Real Estate on the Line is about right now. Not right now. Maybe later on. Maybe when we're off the air. We can talk about real estate, talk about maximizing your potentiality, talking about taking houses away from people who can't afford those houses, throwing them out in the street, taking a penis in your ass, whether you're a male or a female, or taking something else there, whether you're a male or a female, or a female or a male. But it's got nothing more to do with maximizing your potentiality and foreclosure, than the man on the moon! Oh.
Lay him down. He really blew it out there.
Yeah. That's the first time he's got angry saying the words man on the moon.
I know. He usually gets angry when he says, all right. I'm sorry, folks. This is Sean Goldboy, and you're listening here. You're listening here to the Real Estate Hour, the Kevin Cornell Real Estate Hour, potential maximizing your potentiality through the purchasing of foreclosed property. We're going to show you in a moment some of these pieces of property that I think you're going to find exciting. There are pieces of property all over the country. We just looked in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're not going to believe what you're going to see there in Las Vegas, Nevada when we take a look at some of these properties. And also I have my cousin, Jimmy, who's on the phone, and Jimmy's going to talk to me, and he wants to take issue with what I said about him being a deadbeat and a stiff.
There's freedom within. There is freedom without.
The Kevin Cornell Real Estate Hour. All music played on the Kevin Cornell Real Estate Hour embodies Kevin. If you wanted to know what Kevin would sound like if he were a song, here it is. I'm Kevin Cornell, and this is exactly what I would sound like if I were a song. If I were a song, that's what I sound like. I'm Kevin Cornell, Real Estate Hour, Max My Potential. Out.
Don't dream it's over. Hey now, hey now.
Yeah, I'm waiting on the line to talk.
Okay, we'll get to you in a minute here, Jimmy. This is Sean Goldboy, and with me is my cousin Jimmy. Jimmy was foreclosed upon as well. I mean, Jimmy had a home in the Playa Straits area of Los Angeles, and that home is no more. And I'm sorry to hear that, but that's the breaks. And how you doing, Jimmy?
You know how I'm doing, man. I'm not doing good. You know how I'm doing. I'm not doing good. And when they came to take my home, and you stood there, you had that guy Cornell, both you guys standing together, holding hands.
No, I wasn't holding hands with him.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. It doesn't matter to me what your orientation is. I don't care.
No. You know that I am a heterosexual.
No, you stand there, hold a hand with Kevin Cornell. And you had tidy whitey pants. And Cornell is talking to you about, listen,
No, you're slandering me now, Jimmy. You know, I got a lot of love and respect for you, cousin. I really do.
And I love and respect you. So you take my home away from me, which I understand. I didn't pay the freight. You're right. I didn't pay my bill. I get my home foreclosed, and you come and show up at my home to swoop in, like you say, and do it the Kevin way. The Kevin way is for you to give it up to him at night. You gave it up to Kevin Cornell. You allowed him to put his penis...
You know, you're not helping anybody with this kind of talk. You're not helping anyone with this kind of discussion. This is a sales technique.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm telling you, it's got nothing to do with orientation. Folks, this is Sean Goldboy. If you just tuned in, we're talking about the Kevin Cornell foreclosure seminar on how to maximize the potentiality, swoop in on the Kevin platform and pick up these foreclosed properties. Now, I bought my mother's house, I bought my uncle's house, and my cousin Jimmy, he's on the phone with us. And we're talking about a sales technique, Jimmy.
What do you mean a sales technique, man? Allowing another man to slide his penis into your ass. How's that a sales technique, man?
You will never understand. You will never understand. It's got nothing to do with orientation.
Look, like I said, I don't care if you're gay. You're gay. That's fine, man. Just admit it.
I'm not gay.
What are you kidding me, man? See, you're making everybody listening to your show right now out to be a fool, man. You think they're stupid or something, man?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Of course you do. If you're going to say it's a sales technique, I let Kevin Cornell put it up my ass. Kevin Cornell put his penis in my culo.
I'm just telling you that's not what that's about. I don't know how else to explain it.
No, you can't explain it, man, because it can't be explained. It can't be explained. Have the courage, man, to admit what you are. And I had the courage to admit what I did. I didn't pay for my mortgage. I let that payment slip. I was behind. My home went into foreclosure. Now you got me on the radio talking about me.
You called the program.
Yeah, I called the program after you talk about me, man. You talk about me. You talk about my Aunt Teresa, your mother. You talk about my father, Perry. And you talk about their homes being foreclosed. And this guy, Kevin Coneal, who every time I'd love to talk to this guy. Or is he gonna say everybody's stupid and he's gonna pass out and have to be hydrated up his butt or something? They put the hose up his butt.
That's my cousin Terry. He's upset. He's angry. He feels betrayed. Let's talk to Kevin Coneal about it.
You know something? We all have a cousin Terry in our lives. This is Kevin Coneal. I'm the Real Estate Hour. I'm Kevin Coneal, and I am about real estate, real estate, real estate. I'm about foreclosure, foreclosure, foreclosure. That's right. I did say this to Sean. I said, hey, listen, you got a deadbeat mother, got a deadbeat cousin, got a deadbeat uncle. These people got homes, prime real estate, prime property. Time now to swoop in, take advantage, maximize the potentialities, and get a hold of that property and turn it into something you can be proud of. And I'll tell you something right now. As far as a penis going up a culo, I can tell you this. Exactly what Sean said. It is a sales technique, nothing more than a sales technique. And anybody that can't understand that is nothing more than a... Lay down.
Lay him down, okay? You can hear the passion there in Kevin Coneal's voice. Every time he says the word stupid, every time he says the words... What was the other word that he said?
I don't know. It said something about you're a dumbass. I forget.
You got to lay him down and hydrate him. And you heard how childish my cousin. And I love my cousin Terry, but he was very childish, saying they got to hydrate him up the butt. Everything is so juvenile. I don't understand it. When Kevin said to me that Jim Jones had a point about giving it up for another guy, even if you're straight, I opened my mind and my heart to that possibility. Now everybody seems to want to make a joke out of that. Like, what does that make me? And when this guy says that I showed up at his house, my own cousin said I showed up at his house. I'm wearing short white pants, tennis togs, holding hands with Kevin. So what if I was? I don't remember whether I was or not. So what? I don't see how it's anybody's business, but that's not the point. The point that we're trying to make here today, and we're going to take some more phone calls from you guys. I want to show you something here. We've got way off the point. Hey, Kevin, you want to come in here?
Yeah, let me tell you something. This is exactly what we're trying to do. Right here. Take a look at this. Here, this is what we're talking about here, folks. These are foreclosed homes. Here's Fort Lauderdale, $224,900. This is a foreclosure on Exeter Boulevard. It is a townhouse in beautiful, beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Take a look at this. Now, you can have this as two baths, two full baths, two full bedrooms, 1,692 square feet. Folks, that's almost 2,000 square feet. And look at that beautiful single car parking there. You can see the gates there, the beautiful palm trees, the landscaping, absolutely beautiful. $224,900 can be yours today if you take advantage of these foreclosures there at Fort Lauderdale's Exeter Boulevard. Now, there's so many other pieces of property here. There's some interior looks there right there. And let's take a look at some of these other places. Now, we were talking about Fort Lauderdale. And where else have you got here?
Kevin, this is popular searches, new listings. So this is Fort Lauderdale. Let me see if I can. That took us to Florida. Now I'll go back here, and I will take us to, where do you want to go?
I'll tell you what, let's go to Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, we'll take a look at Las Vegas. Well, we were on some popular searches. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Look at this. Here's Wilton Manors, $175,000.
Here's look at this beautiful, beautiful piece of property. This is Wilton Manors, Florida. Take a look at this piece of property right here. Look at that. Is that something or what? And there it is.
It looks like public housing, almost like it looks like a housing project.
It looks like a housing project, but let me tell you something. You buy that, you flip that, you maximize that, and friend, you are living large. In Wilton Manor, Florida, only $179,000. Yeah, you're living in the projects, but you're not living there. You're renting it out to some schmuck, and he can live there and pay the freight so that you don't have to be going through your life working and slaving away like some idiot. Lay him down.
All right, you hear there, see what happened here? There goes one of the greatest men that I've ever known in my whole life. That's Kevin Coneal. He once again is collapsing under the weight of the strain and all of the of everything that he feels and everything that he knows in the real estate market.
All right, I want to talk to, get some phone calls in here. We only have a few more minutes here on the Kevin Cornelia Real Estate Hour. And let's talk to Tom. Hiya, Tom. You're on the Kevin Cornelia Real Estate Hour, and this is Sean Goldboy. Glad to talk with you. What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, hello. Hey, how are you? I've been watching and listening for a long time. I see that Kevin is not feeling too well today. I understand. I get the same way when I encounter stupid people. Listen, I've got a grandmother who is very elderly. She's about 109 years of age. I don't bring that up to make anybody feel sorry for her. What I'm saying is there's a good chance that she's not going to make it possibly to the end of this month. And I don't know whether to put her out now so I can begin to maximize the potentiality on that interest on the money that I can make off the house, or whether I go ahead and let her live in the house. I sell it out from underneath her when they finally come to take possession of it. Then the sheriff, it's his problem. I don't know whether Kevin has an answer to that, but I'll hang up and I'll listen. I thank you very much for the thing. And I press.
All right, there's a very guy. Kevin, have you got an answer for that?
Yeah, what I would do with that lady, she's 109 years of age, is an old lady, and you don't know how long those people are going to live. I would put her out now, put her out before it's too late, because you can wait around and see whether or not that woman dies. You figure she's not going to make it by the end of the month. Well, you don't know that. And meanwhile, you're losing the interest on the loan. You're losing the interest on the paper, and you want to make the money there before the old bag puts you in the poorhouse. And you don't want that to happen because you don't want to be dumb.
You don't want to be dumb.
Okay. Lay down. Lay down.
All right, Kevin Cornelia. Thank you, Kevin. Outstanding, Kevin. Kevin Cornelia, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Cornelia and his Maximizing Your Potentiality Foreclosure, Foreclosure, Foreclosure Real Estate Hour. My name is Sean Goldboy. Thank you, Kevin. Man, I'll tell you, that is passion. That's real passion.
If Kevin Cornelia were a song, this would be him.
Hello, everyone. This is Audrey Bailey. I'm on sabbatical right now, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut before my guts run out of my mouth onto my shoes. But I will tell you this much. Kevin Cornelia's Real Estate Hour and the Foreclosure, Foreclosure, Foreclosure Seminar is coming to your town soon.
Buddy, this is Sean Goldboy reminding you, you got to swoop in and you got to do it the Kevin Cornelia way.
Hi, buddy, Kevin Cornelia here. If you aren't doing it the Kevin Cornelia way, then you're not doing it. I'll tell you something. If you're a waste of space, you're standing around, you're taking up space, we need every swinging you know what that we can get out there on the floor, man. We need every swinging you know what, swinging and hanging and going back and forth and hitting one thigh and going back to the other thigh. The you-know-what swinging back and forth and hitting the cheeks of your new you-know-what, and certainly when you are having an intimate moment with the lady in your life, they're hitting the cheeks of her, you know. You know what, right? And you just want to make sure that you're not going to be stupid about it.